Hello, and thanks for listening to the World Athletics Podcast, coming to you after an exciting day of action at the World Athletics Championships here in Oregon. Over the next few minutes, we'll relive the best moments from the day with the help of our commentary team here at Hayward Field.
The climax of day seven brought us two finals over the half lap, and they were both epic. Take a moment to savor this wherever you are in the world. The Olympic champion, the defending champion, the former champion, the fastest woman in the world this year, and a group of first-time global finalists looking to tackle and tame two all-time greats. This race has everything and everyone. Hayward Field is about to witness history. Whoever wins the Women's World Championship final over 200 metres.
Set.
Rarely has there been such a sense of expectation and anticipation ahead of a 200-metre final. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce has got out well. Jackson now coming through. Thompson, Herra and Dina Asher-Smith have got a lot to do. Asher-Smith is coming into the mix. Now Sharika Jackson coming up onto the shoulder of Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. At last, it's Jackson's turn to be the queen of sprinting. 21.46. She becomes the fastest living woman on earth. And at last, after so many bronze and silver medals, it is a glittering gold for Sharika Jackson. And how they will celebrate that back in Jamaica. We already know Thompson Herra is one of the greats. We already know Fraser Pryce is one of the greats. But tonight, it was the turn of Sharika Jackson. And she delivered just when she needed it the most. Fraser Pryce takes the silver, not quite to be the gold that it was in Moscow 9 years ago, and the crowd have just applauded Dina Asher-Smith because the defending champion is on the podium once more. She came through past Thompson Herra, who was run out of it in the end in a roundabout sixth or seventh place. But that was a brilliant, brilliant run. I thought Jackson would win it, and guess what? She came ever, ever so close to breaking the world record. It's on the cards, not tonight. She might do it this season, but how sweet is this for Sharika Jackson? She withstood the pressure of the Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce rocket speed start, and Jackson came through for the title. It's a standing ovation here in Eugene, and I bet in the bars all across Jamaica, in Falmouth, in Kingston, in the nightclubs, in the homes, they will be celebrating a night on which Jamaican women have once again come out on top of the world. But it's silver this time for Fraser Pryce and the gold for Jackson. Boom!
That was a great race. You talked about Shelly-Ann getting out. She got out the blocks. Sharika did not lose her composure. She knows she has that closing speed. We talked about it earlier in the week from the 400 and the 200 and the 100. And she came home strong, lifting and dominating that race. 21:45.
I think the world record is within this woman's grasp. She has just become the fastest living woman on earth, second on the all-time list. Dan O'Brien, how well did Jackson execute the race of her life against Fraser Pryce?
Well, guys, I'm trying to think over these blowhorns. I'm trying to think over these blowhorns. These Jamaican blowhorns have been going for 5 minutes straight here. But it was absolutely masterful. That last 100 meters, you knew Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce was going to get out to a big start. And a lot of times the athletes who get out to those big starts, they make the race possible for everybody else. So I really think the fact that Sharika Jackson winning in that time had a lot to do with Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. But the last 100 meters in the 200, it's all about guts. And sometimes your heart has got to be bigger than your legs and your lungs. And I think Sharika Jackson's heart was the biggest part of her body tonight.
Brilliant run from Asher-Smith, 22.02. Saini wasn't too far away from the podium. Asher-Smith ran a brilliant bend, and Thompson Herra was out of it. At one stage, I thought perhaps Asher-Smith might put Jackson under a little bit of pressure just in the lane outsider. But how well did she accelerate and pull away in that last 40 metres? It was a truly majestic, majestic run, which lived up to the hype and expectation.
It did. Dina Asher-Smith got out also very well, and she showed what the defending champion can do. She knows how to get on that podium. She knows how to win. I've been watching watching her throughout the 100 and the 200, putting together and having the belief and faith that she can get it done, and she did tonight.
No living woman has run faster than Sherika Jackson just did in that final. Second on the all-time list, pushing Elaine Thompson-Herah down to third. And her wait for a global gold in the World Championship goes on for individual Olympic titles, of course. But you knew, I think this is her best distance.
Yes. You talked about that. I mean, we were talking about that the other day, and she proved that. I mean, it was so great to see her. Like she said, she doesn't like the 100 meters, although she runs very well. The 200 is her better event on this day, and that was remarkable to watch.
One of the greatest pieces of sprinting we've ever seen over 200 meters. Jackson goes second on the all-time list with a massive championship record, at last delivering on all her potential.
It's just a magnificent feeling. One of my goals this year was to step out my comfort zone. Last year was a learning year for me, and I wanted to come out here and perform at my best. Last year, I never made a semi-final of the 200 at the Olympic, and that was really, really disappointing for me. And I just wanted to come out here and run my best race possible. Tonight, I ran 21:45, a national record, a personal best, and a championship record. I can't complain. I'm so grateful.
And when you say to step out of your comfort zone, what did you actually do to produce this amazing performance?
Just do things that I never liked to do. Do things that coach wanted me to do, not what I think was I want to do. And I think it really, really worked a lot for me. Coach had to put me with different groups for me to really, really run hard, and I run hard every day at practice. So I think me running hard tonight was just a practice run for me, and the practice run gave me a gold medal, a national record, and a championship record. I can't complain.
So you're gonna listen to your coach now?
Definitely. He knows I listen most of the time. Most of the time, so definitely.
What a performance from Jackson. It will long live in the memory of all of us who were here to witness it. Silver this time, and Fraser Price was pleased.
At any championship, it only takes 8 ladies to get to the finals, and that within itself is a big accomplishment, you know, because as I said yesterday, it was 22:05 was the fastest time, the 8th fastest time going into the finals. So, you know, it was really a blessing to be able to do that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to just enjoying the moment. It took a lot of hard work, and Sherika ran 21:45, which is crazy. So I'm glad I was able to be a part of that race.
Well, that was the women's race, and the men's was equally good.
Sir.
They're away first time. There's a roar from the crowd. It's a great start from Lyles, but Bednarek's running well. On the inside, no move yet from Knighton. Lyles has got the edge here, and he's storming away. What a moment for Noah Lyles. He hates losing over 200 metres, and he's forgotten how to. 19.32! 19.32! He has smashed his personal best, and produced one of the fastest times in history. Quite frankly, after 120 metres, it was never in doubt. He was tamed in Tokyo, but with the heart of an American lion, Lyles has roared back to the top. He successfully defends his world title, and there was no one else in it. And listen to the crowd, listen to the crowd. The Olympic silver medalist takes the world silver, and Knighton, at 18 years of age, does indeed become the youngest medalist in history. And the Americans have done the sweep. Only once before has it happened, in Helsinki in 05, but this time it's on home soil, and it's the perfect outcome from the perfect champion. Lyles roars and reigns supreme once more.
That race was amazing. He got out and he owned the race from start. No one had an answer for him, and he stormed home on that straight. American sweep. The Americans, just as the Jamaicans have just done, have solidified themselves on this day, on this night. as the sprint champions, 100 meters and 200 meters.
Dan, individually and collectively, one of the greatest nights for American track and field, surely, surely.
Absolutely, Rob. Just, it's absolutely amazing. Just, it's just what we needed here in the United States. We've been talking about it all week long. You know, what's it going to take to put more eyeballs on the sport of track and field in the United States? And it's moments like that that are going to show up on the ESPN top 10 of the day, certainly. But I just tell you what, Noah Lyles, you say to somebody, hey, look, if you're gonna talk the talk, you better walk the walk. You're gonna act like a champion. You better give me a championship effort. And Noah Lyles just proved why he is the champion. I didn't think we had seen his best running this season, and he left absolutely no doubt who was the absolute best runner on the track tonight.
And just to mop up exactly where he now sits, I think he is already an icon. He is already. By the way, it's rounded down to 19.31. So rather than being tied for third on the all-time list with Michael Johnson, he has third all to himself behind Usain Bolt and Johan Blake. The third fastest in history. But the time was incredible, incredible. But it was the manner in which he dismantled a sensational field that was so impressive. By 1:20, there was only ever one winner. Phenomenal.
Yes, he came out. He got out the blocks like there was somebody shot him out of a cannon, and he continued to put down the hammer. He's opening up, moving away, and nobody has an answer for him. The Americans were fighting hard and came through 1, 2, 3. It was amazing. I mean, I hate being speechless, but I'm speechless. He is an icon. How great is that for our sport? He's showing you know, you have kids that you try to teach how to run the 200, and they're always like, oh, I'm gonna die. No, you're not. You're gonna get tired, but you're gonna run. Dan said it earlier. It is about guts, heart, composure, and will, and he showed us how to get it done.
Doha was a stressful championship, you know, coming with how long into the season it was. I was homesick like crazy, you know, we didn't. You know, I wasn't getting what I wanted, what I needed. It was a hardship, a testament of willpower. And this is where I feel I got to be me. I got to show everybody what I really like to do, my fun, my energy, my love for the crowds and how much I can get people going, but also being able to run the fast times. You know, this is everything that I could have dreamed of and more.
No, you didn't just win the world championship tonight. You destroyed...
I didn't know who got second in the race. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know that we swept until everybody else was getting their flags. I was very more self-concerned on if that number was gonna turn from a 2 to a 1.
What is it? When you've won the world, what's the best night of your career so far?
So far? Yeah. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Well, do you know what? We were talking about Sherika Jackson having a chance of breaking Flojo's record, and she's shown us it's not a million miles away.
Right.
He has just shown us that Usain Bolt's world record is not a million miles away. That was the performance of his lifetime. Far more impressive than when he won the title in Doha 3 years ago. Far more.
I agree. And, you know, and we look at records are meant to be broken, and we look at how we've progressed where we didn't think that any of these records would anyone would ever come close to these records, and here we are now on world record watch. That's the progression of our sport. That's what we need, and that's what's going to keep people in the stands and people excited to watch a sport where people come out and give their best on that day in that moment.
This is what athletics needs.
Yes,
he is what our sport needs. Sherika Jackson, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Noah Lyles. Then you've got people like Cheptegei running the 5 and the 10. You know, with Berega charging around in 53 points to try and win 10,000-metre titles. We need to put athletics front and centre. We are the most accessible, cheapest, fun-loving yeah. sport in the world. And if you've got a young son or daughter and they've just watched either of these 200-metre races, get them down your local track. We accept all. from every continent, from every background, from every religion. This is our sport's time to shine. And thanks to the likes of Sharika Jackson and Noah Lyles, we are basking in the reflected glory of two of the greatest 200-meter victories we've ever seen. Oh, I really hope you've enjoyed that. It was so exciting. Was your, you know, before the women's 200, my heart was actually pounding as if I was on the track.
I started stretching like I'm getting ready to get in the block. This was amazing. And even when you watch back at that screen, Noah Lyles got to his top end speed first, and he held on to it for the longest. That was unbelievable.
Wow. What a victory for Lyles to follow up the incredible performance from Sharika Jackson. I had a funny feeling these 200s would
you
deliver.
Said it. You
and
said
brilliant,
it.
Brilliant by the organizers to place those two races on their own as the only two finals on Thursday night. Well, I tell you what, if I was in Kingston right now, there's only one place I'd be heading, a nightclub called Asylum.
I was going to say, you talked about the Asylum.
they are going to be going absolutely wild in there tonight, reflecting on Sharika Jackson and Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce's gold and silver. It was so funny, though, when I looked at the schedule before we started, I thought, oh, that's unusual. We got the two 200s back-to-back. Perfect timing.
Perfect.
Perfect timing.
What they just showed us, Sharika, and then followed by Noah Lyles, for any coach, save those two races and you show and demonstrate that was a master clinic in how to run the 200.
It was a tough year last year for the American men in particular.
It was, but to come back this way. But, you know, that's about dedication. That's about when things don't work out the way you want, you don't give up, you don't give in, you dig deep and come back.
Well, those three medals will certainly help the Americans extend their lead. 7 gold, 6 silver, 9 bronze. Ethiopia in second with 3, 4 and 1. The Jamaicans, 2 golds, 3 silver, 1 bronze, 6 medals in all. The Kenyans have 6 as well. They've got Korea in the final of the men's 800. The Olympic champion looking like he's coming back to form. 1 gold and 2 bronze for Great Britain. Right. We're getting ready to do it all again, although we might have a little glass of something after that. It really was rather magnificent. Join Tim Hutchings and Mari Amauchi for the 35K race walk, which will be starting first thing tomorrow morning. Qualification for the men's pole vault. Mondo Duplantis wants to produce a world record here. Heats of the 4x1s, the women's javelin final, the women's 800 semis, that'll be superb. Three great finals, women's 4, men's 4, and will Sydney McLaughlin break her own world record in the women's 400 metres hurdles? All that to look forward to on a fabulous Friday, but from a thrilling Thursday, it is very definitely good night.
Thanks for listening to the World Athletics Podcast. To enjoy even more coverage, you can go ahead and search World Athletics, it's all one word, on all of your favorite social platforms. Or go ahead and head to our website at worldathletics.org. See you there.